U.S. economy adds 192,000 jobs in March.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, this is the Marketplace Midday Update. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for David Brancaccio. Employers hired 192,000 people last month. That's a strong showing, but not quite as high as economists had expected. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 6.7%. Joining us now to discuss is Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Stacey.
So 190,000 jobs, not what economists were expecting. Is this a good jobs report or a bad jobs report?
This is an okay jobs report, but it actually wasn't quite as bad as it looks on the surface because we also got an upward revision of 37,000 jobs to the prior 2 months.
Now, the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 6.7%. If we're adding jobs, why is the unemployment rate remaining the same?
What's happening is in the household survey, the Labor Department has picked up actually enormous job growth in the past 3 months, but also enormous growth in labor force participation. That is the number of people who say they're either looking or working. And that's why the unemployment rate hasn't changed. What's noteworthy is that 1.3 million people lost unemployment benefits at the beginning of this year.
Wow.
And labor force participation is up by about 1.3 million. I think what you're seeing is that there were people who maybe did have jobs, but when the Labor Department called, they said not only did they not have them, they weren't even looking, and that kept their eligibility. So I think what you're going to see in the next couple of months is that that wacky volatility drops out, and we start to see the unemployment rate head down again.
Christopher Lowe is the chief economist for FTN Financial. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Stacey.
So it appears the job market is improving, slowly but surely. Still, are things really getting better on the ground? We put that question to Ron Martinez. He owns a sports bar in Los Angeles, and he's been hiring. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So what have you noticed? What kinds of applications are you getting, and how many applications are you getting for jobs?
Well, we usually place an ad in Craigslist, and just as I hit the send button, immediately I start getting hundreds of applicants from all over, anywhere from people that have masters to PhDs. It's just unbelievable.
You're getting people with PhDs?
Even PhDs, yep.
Wow, and what kinds of jobs are these?
Well, we're just looking for servers or line cooks, so naturally they'd be overqualified.
Before the recession, when you would post a position like a server, how many applications would you get?
Oh, not quite as many as today. Nowhere near. I would say that we probably got 10% of what we're getting today.
Wow. Now, you've owned this company for about 13 years. Is this different than it used to be, or how have you seen things change?
Oh, yeah, it's totally different. The competition's really tough right now. And what I've also noticed is that people are moving from job to job. It's like there's just no stability in any of these jobs. So it's kind of frustrating and looking and thinking, oh, my God, do I hire this person? Is this person going to stay? Do I invest some money in there?
What does this tell you about the economy in general? I mean, you're hiring on the ground. The labor market's a huge part of what everybody's looking at right now.
I don't see the economy getting any better. I mean, food prices are going up, and I don't see the jobs out there. And the jobs that are out there that I hear people talking about are jobs that are low-paying jobs, you know, a job that you couldn't necessarily feed a family. That's what I see.
Ron Martinez is the owner of Good Microbrew, a restaurant and sports bar in Los Angeles. Ron, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Takeout is the theme of the day on Wall Street. Grubhub started trading on the New York Stock Exchange today. Grubhub owns online delivery site Seamless. Grubhub shares were priced at $26 apiece, which would value the company at about $2 billion, and they've been going up this morning. Why is Grubhub such an attractive investment? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes a look.
Investors have been gobbling up initial public offerings, or IPOs. Kathy Smith is a principal with Renaissance Capital.
So far this year, there have been 65 IPOs, raising $10.7 billion, a level of activity we have not seen since 2000.
In the case of Grubhub, Smith says sales are growing by more than 40%. And with more people using smartphones, the company's potential is huge, which appeals to investors. Others may just follow their stomachs.
I think it's one of these stocks where people say they like to use Grubhub personally. They always order from Grubhub at lunchtime, so they'll go out and buy it.
Peter Krasilovsky is a senior analyst with the media research firm BIA Kelsey. He says internet players like Yelp or Google could challenge Grubhub.
All these companies theoretically can come in and say, hey, we're going to be competing against you. Watch out. That's their biggest worry.
Another worry? Grubhub wasn't as profitable last year. But don't expect that to cause IPO investors to lose their appetite. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, back to the job market. We are officially a nation of workaholics. Turns out most Americans take only half of their paid vacation. That's according to a new survey from Harris Poll. What's worse, nearly half of the people who actually take vacation do work during their vacation. Well, at least enjoy your weekend. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Midday Update.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.